From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The ruling Bharatiya Janata Party released its manifesto last week. While most of the promises are pretty boilerplate for an incumbent party, the civil aviation sector gets some outsized attention. These promises include setting up of a commercial aircraft manufacturing center and turning India into an aviation hub. This would mean convincing foreign airlines to have layovers in India, en route to global destinations. Mint SnapView argues that some of these promises might be foolhardy and mistimed. India needs to make a lot of advancements across the board for this to happen. Economic feasibility and logistical issues are plenty in India, which proved to be detrimental to any such projects. For the BJP to make good on these promises, these challenges need to be addressed first, lest they end up like most hollow poll promises. The BJP has another Tamil Nadu-sized challenge for the upcoming elections. 5 years ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was viewed in the southern state as anti-Tamil. Contrast that to his campaigns in the region today, which are attended by no less than 10,000 voters. BJP is doing its best to garner support from the Dravidian heartland. They are targeting young and first-time voters, writes N. Madhavan. He writes that for the first time in decades, a national party is now a serious challenger in the electoral landscape. Madhavan writes about the history of Tamil Nadu's rich history of regional parties, the politicking, and how the BJP fits in the picture in 2024. In the last couple of months, Modi has visited the state 8 times. And the campaign is making a stark difference among voters, Madhavan reports. At 83.5, the rupee has reached a new low against the US dollar. While this makes exports more lucrative, imports now turn dearer. Geopolitical instability across Europe and the Middle East has lowered the prospect of the US Federal Reserve cutting its interest rates. Since India is a net importer of goods, a falling currency is not a good sign, writes Sumant Banerjee. However, fret not. The Reserve Bank of India is likely to intervene to arrest any further sliding of the rupee, Sumant adds. In the 1960s, the space race between the US and the Soviet Union was in full flow. That led to a lot of advancements in the sector. In the present day, startups and private companies are now taking further strides towards outer space. Elon Musk's SpaceX has taken full advantage of this opportunity, making multiple efforts to launch their own rockets into space. Musk is visiting India soon, and some Indian aerospace startups have the opportunity to pick his brain about SpaceX. Shovik Das reports that at least 3 Indian startups working in the space sector have been invited to meet Musk on 22nd of April. The meeting is not likely to provide business opportunities, and is more to show Musk the strides that India has made in this sector. Does your investment portfolio include Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Dogecoins? Don't worry, if not, these are all different types of cryptocurrencies. If you've heard of them and still haven't invested, it's understandable. Since they are decentralized, cryptocurrencies are volatile by nature. Take Bitcoin, for example. It reached its lifetime high of $73,780 last month, but has fallen 7% since then. Crypto, often referred to as the Wild West of investing, makes for a very interesting option. And some Indians aren't afraid of dipping their toes despite the risks. Mint Money's Anil Poste speaks to HODLers who are holding on for dear life and investing more money into crypto, despite the roller coaster valuations, tax concerns, and regulatory uncertainties. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.